KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon today, we're going to talk about Peace at Home Advocacy Center and their big recent series of fundraisers. Melanie Premer, the executive director, how did it all go?
It was fantastic. The performances were stunning.
And you brought in somebody today that apparently we just figured out has never actually been in here before.
Yes, yeah, so this is Captain Sorensen, and we're really excited to have him here so he can share a little bit about what he learned about us at our fundraiser. And we also want to share an award that we gave Captain Sorensen on Saturday night.
Good. Well, thanks for being here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We'll talk about your award in a while, but we'll let somebody else go first. Talk about the whole series of events. I mean, how'd the whole thing go this year?
Yeah, so we had four events. We had our pre-show at Winston Community Center for families to attend, and we had 80 people join us in Winston, which was great. And then we had our vocalists perform on Thursday night, our dancers perform on Friday night as part of our pre-show, and then all 30 performers performed at the competition on Saturday night at Sunnyside Theater. And if you haven't been to Sunnyside Theater, I'd recommend it. It's a pretty brilliant place, and you can see some of the photographs on our Facebook page, and I would encourage you to check it out.
Well, and of course, a lot of work, a lot of fun, but a big serious purpose.
Yeah, so of course, we're raising funds for survivors of family violence, sexual assault, stalking, and human trafficking. And so our event is really about creating awareness in our community and connecting people who may have not heard about us before and learning about our services. So if they themselves or they know somebody that may want to speak with an advocate, they'll be able to connect them here in Douglas County.
So talk about some of the awards. Where do you want to start?
Yeah, well, can I announce the three folks who received awards?
Sure.
Yeah. So we were acknowledging the work of our community partners on Saturday night, and we have many community partners, and we have advocates that are co-located in the community providing services. And so we wanted to acknowledge folks who have the great qualities of an advocate, and we presented them with honorary advocate awards. And we awarded Kirsten Carthart from Aviva Health an award. She works with our sexual assault response team and assists with forensic evidence collection. She's also known in the community for helping mothers give birth here locally. And so she's on call 24/7. And she responds with the team at Peace at Home to about two sexual assaults a month at the hospital. And she also provides a lot of ongoing support along with our advocates. And then we also presented an award to Erica Kimry, and she is with UCAN, and she works with survivors at the Peace at Home shelter. She's worked with several this year, and she really develops trust quickly with people and cultivates relationships to empower folks to lead self-sufficient and independent lives. So she specifically works with people with disabilities. And that work is really important to Peace at Home because we support over 300 people with disabilities each year.
And one more.
Yeah, and our award that I was very privileged to present myself on Saturday night went to Captain Sorensen. And Captain Sorensen really encourages survivors to seek support like during contact with law enforcement, but also after contact with law enforcement. He readily gives us like feedback about response and collaborates with us to improve crisis interventions and really prevent people from falling through the cracks, being able to make that immediate referral to an advocate for services. And last year, Peace at Home received 359 referrals from law enforcement from agencies across the county. So we really appreciate the work that Captain Sorensen does.
So talk about kind of from your end, when you connect with folks that are in need, what you do to try to make sure they get not just the law enforcement help they need, but the help that they can get from Peace at Home. Yeah, so a lot of times when we're in contact with people, you know, there's only so much that we can do. And so it's nice to have an agency like Peace at Home who has a multitude of resources. And, you know, we've worked together, you know, and Melanie does a very good job of asking us, hey, what do you need? What do you need? What do you need? And, you know, for instance, for us to be able to have either a pamphlet or a way to hand out their phone number that's on our body, because a lot of times, you know, we carry what we have. And for an example, you know, I carry the Peace at Home pen in my pocket and it has their phone number on it. And so, you know, when we're out in the field dealing with a situation and talking to people, it's easy just to take that pen out of my pocket and call that phone number while I'm talking to someone and saying, hey, here's somebody that can help, you know, hand the phone over, or, you know, just make that referral. So that's helpful for police departments to be able to make that referral, because a lot of times we don't want to just, you know, say, hey, there's really not much we can do. Okay, have a good night. It's nice to be able to say, hey, here's somebody that can help you out further. Let us know if we can, you know, if there's anything else we can do for you, but here, call this number, talk to this person.
And it seems like we're seeing more of that cooperation or integration, maybe is the right word, between law enforcement and different social service agencies to kind of be more holistic about problem solving.
Well, that's why, you know, that's why we do what we do. We want to help people out, and we want to help them with the situations that they're in, and to get out of the situations that they're in, or, you know, just help them to continue on leading a healthy lifestyle. And so, anything that we can do to make that happen, you know, Peace at Home is a great resource for us.
What are you finding in the last couple of years? It seems like everybody's under a lot of stress that has probably borne out in more contacts with law enforcement.
Well,
I think what we've talked about here, Kyle and I have talked about recently in the last couple of years, is that it's not necessarily more calls, but the level of violence has increased. And I know that we get reports of an increase in gun violence. And so I'm not sure if that's like what law enforcement is seeing.
There is some increase in violence. I think the thing in the last, you know, 5 years that I have seen personally is that there are a lot of people who just don't, they don't have a resource. They've lost their family. They've lost touch with their family. They don't have money typically to find a place to go, and they're really somewhat helpless. And so, you know, like I said, it's just great to be able to make that. Connection with someone who can help them out.
So Melanie, what about in the course of these events, you had a lot of competitions. How did some of those turn out?
The competition was fierce, and I'm really glad that I was not judging the competition. Our judges take their role very seriously, and I was just telling Captain Sorensen, I couldn't even look at the results on Saturday night or Sunday. I was like so nervous for everybody because the talent was outstanding.
So you haven't actually announced it yet, right?
I haven't. That's why we're here today. I'm sure there's lots of people waiting anxiously to hear the results.
Well, before we get to that, we're going to take a break. That's what we're going to do right now. Then we'll come back and give you the names and talk about the winners and more on Inside Douglas County, the interview podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio 1240, KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247. Lars Larson coming at 1. And Mike Witter's Lawn and Garden Show, part of KQEN Local Talk at 4 later today. Melanie Premer from Peace at Home Advocacy Center. Captain Kurt Sorensen of the Sutherland Police Department in. So, Melanie, a little bit of, first of all, before we mention names, you added a new element this year because for a long time it was just dance, right?
Yeah, so we added a vocals competition this year. So we are really excited to announce the most entertaining vocalist here today and also the best vocalist who performed on Saturday night.
Now, who judged all this? Because you said you stayed out of that.
Yes, I did. So our judges were Sarah McGregor, Melanie Six, Summer Fry, Lauren Thomas, and Donna Spicer.
So you found folks that had a lot of their own talent and background in these areas.
Yeah, so we're finding a balance with our judges' skill set in both dance and vocals. Last time I was on the show, Sarah McGregor was here, and Sarah's actually danced in our competition before. So she definitely brings that ability to judge dance and vocals. So it was great to have 5 judges with lots of different experience.
So let's talk about winners.
Yeah, so Captain Sorensen is going to announce the winner of our People's Choice Award, which is really exciting. So we have our 30 performers, and to win People's Choice Award, it's about fundraising, right? For Peace at Home. And so they seek sponsorships and donations to help us meet our fundraising goal. Typically, they raise about $10,000 just through the voting process. So they ask their friends and family in the audience get to vote for their favorite performers throughout the weeks leading up to competition night.
So who won?
So the winner of the People's Choice Award is Jessica Hansen.
Pretty exciting. Jessica's danced with us for a few years now. It was a tough competition. There were some other folks who were really working hard at fundraising, and we appreciate them all.
Great. What about some of the other winners?
Oh, well, so our Best Dancer Award from our Youth Teams category goes to Chloe Bocart. Our Best Dancer from the Adult Team category goes to Katie McMaster. And then our Best Dance Team overall goes to Coach Kendall Scott's team.
Now, so how many people are on these teams?
Well, because of COVID, we've actually reduced the number of people who can dance on a team. So the most that's on a team is 4. Mm-hmm. In the past, we've had upwards of 16 people on one team.
So. Wow. So a shift this year, but you still got a team going. And what about the vocalists?
Yeah. So our vocalists, our most entertaining vocalist award goes to Erica Pennington. And our best vocalist award goes to Ryan Stinson, which is really exciting because Ryan danced last year. So it was great to have him come back as a vocalist.
Wow. And some of these people were brand new, though, right?
Yes. Yeah. I would say that probably every year about 50% of our performers are new. And of course, all of our vocalists were new this year, except Ryan, who danced previously, but, you know, new at singing for us, which was great.
So, Captain Sorensen, for you, what was it like to be there watching all this?
I tell you, it really actually was fun. I didn't know what to expect going in. First of all, the Sunnyside Theater is amazing. If you haven't been there, I would recommend going. I do plan on taking my wife back. The sound at that facility is, they've got it dialed in. They know what they're doing. And then just the entertainment was great. You know, everybody, first of all, the bravery to step up there and to dance and to sing in front of everybody is amazing. And then, you know, everybody was just so positive, and it was very entertaining. I had a good time.
Had you ever been at anything quite like that?
No. You know, watched American Idol on TV, but that's about it.
Well, and it's a lot different to watch a TV show that's on TV, and it's another thing when the performers are in the same room.
It was fun, and everybody was so positive and cheering each other on, and it really was a good time. I got to sit next to Ryan Stinson, and you know, we talked, and he's a good guy, and you know, it was fun to be there, fun to experience.
And Melanie, what about the virtual part of all this?
Yeah, so we had many people watching us virtually from not just here locally, but across the country. And our folks who were watching vocally could watching virtually could actually sign up their watch party, and all those watch parties that signed up were entered to win a 70-inch LG screen TV, which was donated by Good Vibrations. So today, I'm hoping, Kyle, maybe you'll announce the winner of that fabulous TV.
Well, the winner is Ellie Dentibo. Ellie,
yes?
Dentibo.
Oh, that's so exciting, because Ellie is one of our coaches, and she had some parents at her watch party watching their kids dance this year. So that's really cool.
And gosh, a 70-inch TV, I mean, it used to be, that's kind of almost the norm these days. But if you don't have a TV that big and you get one that big, they are so cool. The LG TVs are really a good brand for that too. So Ellie Dentibo with a 70-inch TV from Good Vibrations. Good stuff.
Very exciting.
What about, this was a fundraiser. How much did you raise in all this?
So this year we raised a little over $37,000 through our ticket sales, our sponsorships, and donations through voting for your favorite performer.
So what kind of, is there a particular project, or is this just sort of overall funds to help out Peace at Home?
Yeah, so it funds lots of different programs. So we do receive some grants that have a requirement to match those grants. And so we often use these funds to match them. So they support things like legal advocacy and crisis response, all the way to our sexual assault response team responding to the hospital, and also providing shelter services at our new hotel.
Now, if somebody missed out on all this, they were out of town or weren't dialed in or whatever, is there a way to still participate, to still give?
Yes. So folks can go to our website, which is peaceathome.com, and you can make a donation through the website, or you can certainly stop by our office on Douglas Street by the courthouse if you'd like to pay with check or cash, or look us up for our mailing address if it's easier to drop a check in the mail.
And is that aspect of the website, is that going to be there for a while, or is there a certain cutoff point in terms of being part of that?
No, there's no cutoff point. People can pop onto our website at any point. Good question, Kyle.
So, Captain Sorensen, I'm curious, from the law enforcement side, when you watch what Peace at Home is able to do, what do you see in terms of some positive outcomes to situations?
Well, first of all, what Peace at Home is able to do, Melanie works very, very hard, and she really does a lot for Peace at Home and for our communities. It's just to speak of one aspect, is that the motel that they have purchased is really a big deal for them to be able to put people up who don't have a safe place to go, who are in a violent situation, is phenomenal. And for them to be able to purchase a motel with monies raised, that, they're doing a great job of raising money, it's a big deal.
And Melanie, what do you see in the next year ahead? Any new things out there that you want to do?
Yeah, Kyle, I think we were talking about the healing room, and that's one space that we're remodeling at the hotel. We have lots of remodeling going on, but Rotary Club has granted us a small grant so that we can create a space for folks to focus on their healing, whether that's through meditation or prayer or art therapy or educational groups. There'll be a space for people to be able to do that on campus.
And if people want to find out more about what Peace at Home does, how do they connect with you?
Yeah, so like I had mentioned, you can go to our website at peaceathome.com or call our 24-hour hotline at 541-673-7867.
All right, Melanie Prummer, Captain Kurt Sorensen, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
1257 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.